Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity, and I swear you guys, every time it's time to record for my podcast, like each day that I'm like, okay, today is the day I'm recording for the podcast, it's like the world tests me and I'll have like a really bad day, or like today it's just one of those days where I felt like everything was going wrong, and then it puts me in a bad mood, and then I'm like, what? Like, I can't record now. Like, I don't want this to come off in the podcast. But then it's such like a, what's the phrase? It's like such a catch 22. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying over here. Because I'll be in a bad mood, but then I want to record because I feel like recording puts me in such a good mood because I feel like I'm chit-chatting and hanging out with you guys, but then I also don't want to like come off sad or weird or anything. But yeah, basically just things were like not working out today. Brody knocked over, which in turn dumped a whole cup of coffee on the carpet. Just like things like that, you know, where I'm like, oh. Just like everything was just like throwing a wrench in my plans. I'm like, now I'm behind on my schedule, which is kind of what we're talking about, planning out my life. And then because I have to clean up the rug and then I'm all thrown off. You know what I mean? So anyway, it's all up from here though. And yeah, this episode is just going to be all about how I plan out my life by day, week, month, etc. It doesn't really go past the month. I guess I'll think about like future months, but I cannot do like many months ahead or like a year or something. Actually, I guess that's false. It depends, like loosely. Like I can say, okay, in December I can take this trip or I can visit this friend, like that, you know, like trips, but I can't tell you like what videos I'm filming in December. Yeah, I feel like some social media people do that, and like I very well could plan that far in advance, but I just feel like it would be subject to change anyway. So kind of like, what's the point? But pretty much, I have Kayla to shout out for this podcast idea. Thanks, Kayla. She DM'd me saying that she wanted a podcast all about how to set up yourself for the best days, weeks, etc. And she was saying that I had one from 2020, which I think she's referring to. I did a podcast episode in 2020 about my ideal day, and I talked about like scheduling out like a perfect day and like what that includes and being the best version of myself, something like that. So this is like similar to that, but different. And yeah, I'll just be giving you some updates about how I go about planning and everything. I feel like I'm going to be such a hypocrite in this episode because I think the real conundrum stems from me being such a purple aura. You guys are like, okay, I'm tuning out. Here we go. I'm done with this. No, stick with me here. What I mean by that, if you're into auras, cool, then you get it. And if you're not, what I mean by that is like, I am such like a free spirit, go with the flow, spontaneous, fun, like driven by fun, doing fun things, wanting to enjoy my day. And being that, like fun, loving, and spontaneous doesn't really go with being like really type A and having a plan and sticking to the plan, because I find I am thriving and having the most fun and happiest when I am going off the plan and just spontaneously doing something. Like Max and I were both having like a weird day, and then we randomly were driving by a hot dog place and stopped to get a hot dog, and like that will probably be my highlight of the day, you know? So it's like I really struggle with this whole idea of like a schedule and a plan because I want to be that girl so bad, but I think by nature I'm not. And so it's kind of like I'm always forcing myself to. So basically I just have to find like a balance of having some structure, some discipline, some schedule, some plan, but also allowing myself to like go with the flow and be able to be a little bit more fluid with it and pivot and change. Or I'll just kind of go crazy. So yeah, I guess the biggest update with how I schedule out my life is I would say I've become less strict and more go with the flow. And I think that's for many reasons, just learning like what works for me. And I've just really had to learn how to pivot and change without getting too hung up on plans, which I will get into. And it's funny, I can already tell this is putting me in a good mood, but Max and I kept saying, like, because I would just be like, I'm so overwhelmed, and he'd give me a hug, and we're like, you know what, today's a wash. We're like, you know what, I better just throw all my plans, all my to-dos out the door today, because it's not happening, it's a wash. And I'm sure some of you can relate to this, where I'll feel like today, for example, I'm like, oh my gosh, how is it ready 1 p.m.? Like, I feel like I've done nothing. And you know what? As I'm like speaking this out loud, I think, and I was explaining to Max, because he's like, what did you do while I was gone all morning at the rink? And I'm like, I couldn't tell you. But I think I just put myself in such a like reactive mindset and space instead of being proactive, because I just felt like I was responding to so many texts and emails. And I said to Max, like, I'll get in a mindset, and it makes me not productive is bottom line, and gets me like behind on my to-dos and my schedule and what I wanted to do for the day. But I get so like, well, I'm addicted to my phone. That's a whole separate problem. And like starting your day on the phone, you know, makes you reactive, all those things. But I just think like, I'll get an email or a text from someone and I'm like, oh, I should just answer this right now and like get it over with, because I'll know I'll have to later anyway. But then I do that for like 2 hours and I'm just like responding to other people and scheduling a new flight, which I'll get into. Like, things just pop up, you know, and they take up more time than you think. And so then it's like I have less time to do the things that I need to do than I thought I would in reality. And yeah, so what I was trying to say, though, what you guys probably relate to, is I'll get to a point where I'm like, oh my gosh, if it's so late in the day and I feel like I haven't accomplished much, I get this weight on my chest and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed. Like today, I'm like, I literally just have to record this podcast. Like, I had more things to do, but I'm like, that is like my number one priority. And now it's the end of the day. Like, it's 5 p.m. And I'm like, Gretchen, what were you doing all day? But so all I'm trying to say is, if you feel that way, if you're like at the end of the day and you're like, oh my gosh, like now I'm so behind, I have this weight in my chest, it's almost like paralysis, because you feel so overwhelmed that there's so much to do that you do nothing, and then it's just a bad place to be. So just relax, put one foot in front of the other. It's okay, just start somewhere, start small. See, like, I hear both things, and I honestly think for me the latter is easier. I'm sorry, I'm probably talking all over the place, but I'll hear advice for, you know, accomplishing tasks, right? And, you know, prioritize your to-do list. Okay, so it's like my top priority things I'm doing first to get them out of the way. But then I also hear from people like, sometimes the hardest, biggest things that you have to do in your day, maybe just start small and start knocking off the small things that are a little bit easier to tackle. And then you're like in the mindset, you're moving, you're grooving, you're getting things done. And then the bigger things are at the end of the list and seem easier to tackle. So it's like, I hear both. I kind of feel like I'm in the second group, where that just mentally seems a little bit easier to me, where I'm like, okay, I just have to respond to this email. I know it will take me like 10 minutes. So I'll do that. And then like the whole podcast will be later. And I just think in all my years, 25 years on earth, time management will always be something I struggle with. And I really try to give myself enough time, but I time and time again, just underestimate how long it takes me to do something. For example, I'm like, this podcast, oh my gosh, takes me an hour. No. I record for an hour, but it takes me many hours to plan it all. It would probably take at least an hour, edit, write the description, upload the ads, all the things. Like, it takes me several hours. I would say maybe 4 start to finish. So it's like, okay, that's a big chunk of my workday. And yet I'm like, oh, it'll take me an hour. And then I put 10 other things on my to-do list. So it's like, yeah. As much as I preach how I schedule out my life and have found what works for me, I still struggle with it a lot, just being my own boss, making my own schedule. And yeah, it's funny because I like to say, I'm like, oh, I kind of struggle with discipline. Like, sometimes I'll let myself sleep in or do this or whatever. But then I feel like the people around me will be like, no, like, you're so disciplined. So I feel like everyone's just like the hardest on themselves. But what I for sure know about me is that I get overwhelmed quite easily. Like, you throw one extra task on my to-do list, I'm about to freak out, you know? Like, Brody knocking over the coffee was like the what's that phrase? The straw that broke the camel's back. I'm like, I already feel like there's so much going on. And yeah. So basically, I plan as much as I can in my life and schedule as much as I can to avoid this overwhelm, yet it is inevitable, it seems. So I also think my mindset today in the overwhelm a little bit comes from my situation right now, in that I just got home to Pennsylvania after being, home, where I'm from, in Albany, New York, last night. I just got back, and I was there for 2 days, and I also think this is pressure that I made up in my head. Like, I feel like it just comes from nowhere. Like, sometimes I'm like, Gretchen, what are you so worried about when it comes to travel? I swear I never used to be this way. I swear, like, travel anxiety stemmed after COVID, because maybe I got not used to traveling, so then starting to travel again. Like, even literally 2 day trips going back home to see my mom and my sister, and like, I'm like, Gretchen, relax. You don't need to like itemize all your toiletries like you always do, and make sure you have the perfect amount of shampoo and conditioner and stuff. Like, you are visiting your sister, you can use her shampoo. Like, it should be the easiest trip. Yet I'm always just so in my head, like, worrying, like, what if I'm gonna forget something? Like, I need to make sure everything's in order for when I leave. I want to come back to a clean place. And then when I get back, I feel like I have to catch up on so much. Like, to catch up on work I got behind on. I got to do my laundry. I got to do my cleaning. I got to settle back in. And so it's like, oh my gosh, why have I become this like anxious monster when it comes to traveling? It's so annoying. And I found little things that help here and there, but I feel like I've come to realize I just need to give myself time to be a little neurotic when it comes to packing and unpacking and settling back in, because yeah, I think COVID really just turned me into a homebody. And before, I felt like a nomad in a way. I was just like always on the go, and it was so easy for me to pick up and go. And I was like, no stress, no worries, who cares? And yeah, I'm not like that anymore. So basically, like a day like today where I'm just like, okay, I've drove all day yesterday, I'm overtired, I'm like trying to catch up on my laundry here. It can be really hard for me to focus on the priority when I see so much to do around me. I think that's like such a struggle of working from home, and I just know I'm so highly affected by my environment. So if I see 20 chores to do around me visibly, like, I cannot focus, for example, like recording this podcast. Like, it takes me all freaking day because I'm just like doing little things here and there, and it's like, ah, what am I doing? And something I do that's so not helpful, maybe some of you relate to this as well, like a day like today, I noticed, and like last night, I noticed it so much in the mornings, and I'm like, come on, Gretchen, focus, you could do it. Like, I try to talk myself into like, you could do it. But I'll do a lot of tasks like halfway, and then I'll revisit them later, which I think is very counterproductive and not very efficient, because I will literally like make my bed halfway and be like in the morning, right? I'll wake up, I'll be like, okay, make my bed. And then I'll make my bed halfway, and I'm about to like put my pillows in order, and then I'm like, oh, I need to brush my teeth. And I'll run into the bathroom and I'll brush my teeth. And then I'm like, wait, I never finished making my bed. And then I'll finish making my bed. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been naked this whole time. And then I put on like my undies and my sports bra, and I'm like, wait, I never changed my laundry over to the dryer last night. And I'll run in, I'll do that. And I'm like, wait, I didn't put on pants yet. And then I do that. And then I put on my socks, and then I get a cup of water, and then I'm like, wait, I also need to put on my sneakers and a sweatshirt. Like, seriously, guys, I don't know if any of you relate to this, but I'm like, Gretchen, like, please focus. It's like my brain literally can't slow down and thinks of like 100 things at once. And then it's like, I'm just trying to get dressed, but I'm already thinking of like the route I'm going to walk Brody on the morning walk. But like, what am I going to feed myself breakfast? And then what is my first task that I'm going to do on my to-do list? Well, it should be my podcast, because that's number one. But clearly it wasn't, because now at the end of the day, like, I probably sound a little crazy right now, but I try to avoid this, obviously. But I'm kind of realizing, actually, I saw a TikTok the other day that made me realize, certain things that you don't like that you do often and the way that you are habits. Like, she basically was like, if you find it hard to like have habits of like working out, going to the gym, she's like, you do have, I'm probably butchering what she said, but she was like, you do have a habit. Like, your habit is not working out, and your habit is letting yourself sleep in, and you do have a habit of going on your phone first thing. And like, basically, like, yeah, if you think you don't have a habit of eating healthy, maybe you do have a habit of eating like certain types of sweets or something, and like that's what is hard to break. And that kind of like struck a chord with me, because I'm like, yeah, I think I do have these bad habits of like letting myself do things, do tasks halfway and whatever, and it's things that I don't like. But yeah, I think it's just a hard habit to break, but I think I have taken the first step of being aware that I'm doing it in the days that I feel best. I'm like, okay, Gretchen, take a deep breath, slow down, focus. Like, once you complete brushing your teeth, then you can move on to this. Like, I know that probably sounds so crazy and simple, but for me, sometimes it's really not, which leads me to believe that I just feel like I need to preface, like, take this with a grain of salt, okay? I am not a doctor. I am not a medical professional. I have never been diagnosed with this. I will say this loud and clear. But I would say, and you guys probably know from listening to my podcast for so long and my train of thought and how I speak and how I am, if you follow me on YouTube for like 10 years, this is turning into like therapy with myself podcast, deep talks. But basically, all of this leads me to believe that I probably have ADHD. Again, I will say probably. I may be wrong. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Please, please, please. I don't want to offend any of you. That's just what I think from my own observations of myself and my own readings on the internet of, like, why is it hard for me to do, why is focus, blah, 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 right? And so that may see ADHD. But again, I don't want to, like, offend any of you, and I maybe am probably wrong because I'm not a doctor. Yes, and aside from that, like, if any of you suffer from ADHD, anxiety, depression, seriously, any mental illness, I just feel like it's a good time to say that I hope you find therapy or medicine to be helpful. There is obviously such a place for that. Mental illness is like any other illness and, like, deserves to be treated. I feel like the world has gone in such a better place with, like, the stigma around mental illness, and I feel like people are way more open about it, which I think is amazing. And yeah, I guess in a way, me struggling, some of my mental struggles, I would say these, like, attributes of me are things that I struggle with mentally, even if it's not ADHD. So, like, you know, we don't even need to put a label on it. I just think I can be someone that struggles to complete tasks, can feel overwhelmed really easily, struggles to focus, things like that. So maybe there's a place for therapy or medicine for me too. I just don't know yet. Maybe I will get there one day. Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about Athletic Greens. You guys know how much I love Athletic Greens in the mornings. You see it in my YouTube videos. I am just obsessed. I've been in such a routine of taking it in the mornings for honestly over a year now, and it really just makes me feel ready to tackle my day every day. If you didn't already know, one scoop of the AG1 by Athletic Greens has 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, literally all the things. I always mix mine with cold water first thing in the morning with my little frother thingy. And the flavor is something I really crave and honestly love now. I think because I have such positive associations with it. Does that make sense? And it really does taste so good and just fresh to me. A little tropical, like pineapple, and it's just such an easy habit to incorporate into your life that has an enormous benefit on your overall health and well-being, like supporting better sleep quality, recovery, mental clarity, etc. Also, it's cheaper than getting all the different supplements individually. They also have little travel packs of AG1 that are so convenient when you're on the go. These are actually lifesavers for me to support my health when it typically is taking a hit, going right out the window during my travels. So right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/happyhour. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/happyhour to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Now let's get back into the episode. Like, we're just getting really real here, but I think I've just known this about myself for a long, long time, and especially in college, and it would be so hard to focus on studying all these things. I just almost felt like, Gretchen, I know, like, I knew so many of my peers were struggling with ADHD and on medication, and so I almost felt like, oh, like, I probably don't need that. Like, I probably don't struggle as much as them. Like, I'm fine. And so, yeah, I guess I just never got it looked at. That's, like, so sad to admit. And, like, maybe I will one day. Maybe specific, like, therapy for this will help. Or medicine, I guess. I've never tried, like, anything for that. I'm actually recalling, I literally forgot that I did this, but I believe it was in high school where I would be like this, where I'm like, oh my gosh, like maybe it's anxiety. I don't know. Just being so like stressed and worried about things all the time, feeling very overwhelmed. And I feel like my dad brought me to a life coach or life planner, and they kind of like talked through like my feelings on things and talked about like to-do lists and priorities and everything like that. And I feel like that helped. But yeah, like literally today I was reading about, I guess just ADHD and things that I feel like are symptoms, I guess you could say, that I experience of being like unable to sit still. I feel like I barely sit during the day. Like that is so me. I'm like, I literally recording this podcast, like the first time I sit today, like I do not sit down. Like I always have to be moving and doing something because I'm like, there's endless things to accomplish. I don't know if you guys like to feel that way. Trouble concentrating is so me. Excessive talking, obviously me. Interrupting, you guys, when I was literally reading about this today, obviously I'm like reading about this at a time when I should be doing something else, like totally off track, and I feel like I can get off track so easily, like lose my train of thought and procrastinate. I've always been that way. But what I'm trying to say is I read about how like I guess a sign of ADHD could be interrupting people, which is something that I hate about myself that I do. And I know if you guys have followed me for a while and like consume my content that you probably know that I do that, because I do get comments about it on YouTube, and it makes me so sad when people are like, oh, we're trying to hear what Lucy said or Max said, but you interrupted them. And I'm like, oh gosh, why do I do that? And it's just something that I notice back when I'm rewatching or editing, you know, but in the moment I don't even notice it because I feel like I'm such an impulsive person. That's like another sign. And I've just always been that way. Like if I get my mind set on something, like I get this idea, like I just have to do that. And maybe that's just like childlike of me that I can't like control my thoughts sometimes. If someone says something and like sparks a thought in me, I immediately feel like I have to tell them because I relate to what they're saying. And so it comes off as rude, but I'll just, you know, maybe interrupt Max or Lucy to be like, oh my gosh, same, that happened to me the other day too when I got my Diet Coke. Or like, that was such a stupid example, but do you know what I mean? But then it like comes across as rude. And so yes, I try to control that. And I'm like, Gretchen, shut your mouth. You don't always have to be thinking of like the next thing you're going to say when someone else is speaking. Just listen to what they're going to say, take a moment, and then respond. Like you don't just have to like be thinking about what you're going to say next. You know, I don't know if any of you relate to that, if you are like a very just, I guess, hyper chatty extroverted person, but that is like so me. And yeah, like I was saying, this episode probably so far has seemed like me losing track of what I'm saying. And I don't know if that has to do with me thinking that I have ADHD or if that has to do with ADHD at all. But I don't know. Maybe if some of you have it and you're listening to this, you can DM me and say, yeah, maybe you have it, maybe you don't, whatever. Actually, that's reminding me. I feel like I got a DM when I had an episode on feeling anxious, and I feel like a girl was saying that I think like you might have ADHD. I feel like things you were saying about feeling anxious like maybe come from that. So yeah, all of this is to say, it's ironic that I put so much effort into planning and scheduling, yet the plan can stress me out and I have trouble sticking to it at times. And, you know, I will say the daily plan, I've had to pretty much stop completely because I realized that I would really start like going off the rails if I was behind on like my list of tasks for the day, especially like planning by the hour on the hour. I like really had to stop doing that because it was just like not good for me. So I guess I could talk about like daily what I do now and how I really just focus on kind of like, in my mind, the big picture, which isn't that big. It's only like the month and the week. But I really, like I said, can't do too far in advance because it will change. My plans are always changing, yada, yada. All of that aside, little intro, before I get into the details of how I plan on my life, let's do what I'm happy about. A little happy quote or idea. You guys know I do in every single happy hour podcast episode. I am happy today and this week about, you know what, I'm happy about the choice to turn my day around. I think sometimes that your mindset can be a choice, and some days it feels like it can't be, and, you know, feeling down if something like really bad happens or traumatizing happens, like it feels like it isn't a choice, and today is a wash, like I said, and you can just like let yourself have a sad day and feel it and move on. Because I just feel like I try to stay really honest with myself, like on a day like today, for example, I'm like, I'm okay, I'm good, I can turn my day around, and I can choose to like focus on the positives right now. Let's turn the filter in my brain onto happy mode, and let's look at everything that happens for the rest of the day and working in my favor, right? Like maybe the coffee that was spilled wasn't necessary for my journey and would make me anxious, right? Like I know it sounds stupid, but just like little things like that. And I just try to be really honest with myself. Like today, I'm like, I'm good. Like I can whip it around, I can turn it around. Like this podcast is already making me in a good mood. I'm good. And then there's other days where I'm like, I am just like inconsolable and uncontrollably crying all day and everything feels hopeless and sad and I'm having a really bad day and I just need to kind of give myself grace and lean into that and really take care of myself. And I'm gonna like be emotional thinking of those days because those days are so hard and it's like, it feels like so out of nowhere. I also feel like that has to do with my hormones. I feel like I talked about this the last podcast episode, the one before, how I remember I had one of those days when I was trying to record. And so, for example, like, I can be so honest with myself. Like, I knew that day, I'm like, this is not happening. Whereas, like, today, I'm like, I'm fine. I can do it. But, yeah, so what I'm trying to say is I'm happy that I can turn my day around. And sometimes you just have to look within yourself and be like, okay, this is a choice to let myself continue seeing the day in a negative manner and wallow. And I can also choose to turn the day around and be proactive here on like living the life I want to live today. That sounds deep, but right? You know what I mean? And I guess an idea that goes along with this, just like, I don't think this is a quote, it's just like a phrase people know, is that I would say a lot of things are out of your control. Most things, even, are out of your control, but what you can control is how you react in situations, right? So it's like today when I feel like a lot of things are going wrong, out of my control, but I can control how I react. If I freak out, if I, you know what I'm saying, like that's only gonna make me feel worse. And so if I take a deep breath and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna let it go and I'm gonna move on, like I think that is such a powerful, mature thing. So yes, that's what I have to say on that. I also think we need a little catch up because these are like my favorite moments to listen to in podcasts, just like life recently and plans and stuff. So here we go. Like I said, I was just in Albany, New York, where I grew up for 2 days, and I was visiting my mom and sister and really went for 2 days for appointments. I had a dentist cleaning, I had a dermatologist appointment, and I had a gynecologist appointment. Yay! So fun. But honestly, you guys, nothing exciting. Like, they were all, actually, dermatologist wasn't really, but I would say dentist cleaning, gynecologist, just like your annual gynecologist. That wasn't, yeah. Those were just my like annual checkups, you know, the cleaning, the gynecologist is like, yeah, we need to see you once a year to keep prescribing you birth control, that whole thing. So I'm like, okay, here we go. And I just so happened was able to line them all up together, which was nice since I live 3 hours away and I am covered by my mom's insurance back in New York. So that's where the things are. That's a whole other thing. I'm actually in the process of getting on Max's insurance right now anyway. Yay! Because I'm going to be 20 freaking 6 in March. So I'm like, oh my gosh. Literally, guys, if you listen to my psychic episode, she was saying, and if you didn't, Lucy and I saw a psychic, and she was saying how, and she's kind of like a medium too, and she was like, your dad is saying insurance forms. Like, why is he telling me insurance forms? And we were like, oh my gosh, because he's probably like, girlies, get on that. You're about to be 26. You guys need health insurance, and you're not going to be on your mamas anymore, so figure it out. So yeah, I'm in the whole process of that. But until then, my healthcare providers were at home. So yes. Also, I will say, like, the cleaning, the annual visit, I'm in and out in like 25 minutes. I'm like, this is so silly. Like, I guess it's just like a formality that you have to do. And I guess, it, you know, I shouldn't say that. Like, it's good to be safe if, you know, they found a cavity or if they, the gynecologist found anything abnormal. Like, that is obviously, like, you need to get your health checked. So that's good and all. But it's just funny when I'm like, I drove all this way and this is like a 25 minute appointment. And the dermatologist was, I talked about this in the vlog. This will probably even go up before the vlog. But that was because I am covered. I have so many freckles and moles. If you guys have seen in like pictures or videos, or if you know me in real life, like I am covered in freckles and moles, and that's just like how I am. And I have never gotten them looked at by a dermatologist, and some people like scare me that I need to get them all checked. And so we did that and I'm good to go. So yeah, that's good. Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about G-Shock watches. Whether you're into their more colorful fun timepieces or the more classic neutral watches like me, duh, are we surprised? I'm all about the neutrals always. We all know G-Shock watches. They're fashionable and cute while also being at such a good price point for the extremely high quality. I personally am obsessed with the G-Shock Stay Gold series since they're more of the neutral look that I was saying I'm drawn to, being black and gold. And since, side note, I am such a gold over silver gal always. And since it's a bit of a smaller design, which I personally like the look of my wrist, it feels a little bit more feminine. It also feels very luxe with gold buttons and a minimal dial design. My watch is so tough while also being such a timeless statement with the gold details. And the GMS 2100 retails for $200 and the GMS 5600 retails for $180. I personally love my GMS 2100 the most, so you can shop G-Shock timepieces at gshock.com. Again, you can shop G-Shock watches at gshock.com. And now let's get back into the episode. Oh my gosh, wait. You guys, I actually don't, yeah, no, this will literally go up before the vlog did. So I think I should just briefly say this since I was vlogging. Like I started a vlog right when I got home, and it was after something like really traumatic and horrible happened. And so it was like so hard at being so fresh, and I like cried for 5 minutes talking about it in the beginning of the vlog. Hopefully, luckily, yeah, I don't think I will cry right now because it's been a couple days. But I'll just say it quick then so we can move on. I witnessed, like, and I was so close to being in such a crazy, well, at least to me, I guess it wasn't that crazy. It could have been a lot more horrible. I think everyone was fine. But basically, I'm trying to say I was, like, almost in a car accident driving back to Albany on Monday morning. And I'm just feeling so blessed. I'm counting all my lucky stars. I am thanking my dad in heaven. Thank you, Dad, for literally watching over me because I was so alert and focused and not distracted by any means. And it just reminded me like how important it is to be so aware and alert while you're driving and not let yourself be distracted by, you know, changing the radio station. Being on your phone is obviously so horrible. And it just reminded me like you can get hurt driving so easily, and like your life is so precious, and like being on those highways, just like I'm honestly like scared now. So yeah, just a reminder of that. And long story short, there was like stop and go traffic, and I was like all the way in the left lane because I was going, you know, straight for 60 miles or whatever. And it was like stop and go, and the bunch of cars in front of me were like slamming on their brakes. So I do as well. And of course, I'm looking in my rearview mirror because I'm like, oh my gosh, am I about to get rear-ended? And there was like a little gray sedan behind me, and they didn't rear-end me, but they were very, very close to me. Like I couldn't even see like their license plate. And I'm just like, oh gosh, like it kind of gives you like adrenaline for a second, right? When everyone's slamming on their brakes and you're like, oh God. And so that also makes me like, everyone knows to drive like a safe distance away from each other, but like if everyone's braking, you know, everyone gets closer. So it's just kind of scary. And like I literally the whole rest of the way home was like crying and drove 30 feet away from every other car because I'm just like, I don't even want to be near any car. Because as I'm looking back, and it happened in like literally a split second, there was like an 18-wheeler that clearly could not slow down in time and was like flying like two cars behind me, because like I said, it was a little gray sedan behind me, and then they were behind them. And I just heard like the loudest noise of like tires, like I will just honestly, it was like traumatizing, and I wasn't even in it, so I can't not even imagine like if I had gotten rear-ended, because it just scares me so much. And basically couldn't slow down in time, and I saw them fully trying to like go. Luckily there was like kind of like a median area with like a guardrail, so it wasn't just like them going into like the other lane of the highway traffic. Do you know what I'm saying? Like where it's like really skinny. It wasn't anything like that. So they had room to go over, and it looked like they were just trying to, because they knew they couldn't slow down. It looked like they were just trying to like hit the guardrail in the middle and like go off of the road to not hit the car. But it looked like they clipped like the back of the car behind me and rear-ended them. And that car like spun off to the right and hit the guardrail. And I just like cannot, I still cannot believe that I saw and witnessed all of this. And was so close to it and was totally fine, because like it felt like I looked in the rear view for 3 seconds, and that's how quick it happened, you know? And I saw the little gray sedan behind me that hit the guardrail. I saw them open the driver's side door and get out. And so I was just like so relieved, like, thank God they're okay. Like, they just got out of the car, you know, and were definitely like calling for help. And I'm sure the truck driver was okay too, being like so high up, I would assume. But that was so freaking scary, you guys. Like, I'm gonna be emotional again because I'm just like, I was like an inch away from that. And I literally feel like my dad was like watching over me, because if I had not started like moving forward when I did, like, I just would have been a part of that accident. And just, yeah, that was just like horrible, and I think has put like a storm cloud over my head for this whole week, because I've just been sad. And I'm like, scary, horrible things can happen so easily, especially like accidents. Like, I've been in just like very minor little things. Like, me and my sister were like slipping and lost control on like ice one winter, but we were so lucky we didn't hit the other car that we almost did. We just like kind of got stuck in a snowbank. So like very like minor things. But just, I just know, and if any of you have gone on a car accident, you know what I mean? Like, it's literally just over before it even, you even realize it happens. Like, it's just so quick. So it's just so scary. And yeah, you know what? Let's end on a nice note of my trip home. That happened. Just a really good reminder. Everyone, please be so safe while you're driving. Be so safe. Be so aware. Yes. But on a positive note, being home was so nice. I went to dinner the first night with my sister Lucy and our best friends Hannah and Taylor. We went, if you guys are in Albany or visiting or anything, I went to 2 new restaurants while I was home, which is so fun because I feel like we have our usuals that we always go to. But we went to a place called Sea Smoke. It's a restaurant called Sea Smoke, and it was so good, and it was so cute in there, and I don't know how I never went before. I had the best scallops ever, and yeah, it was just such a vibe. It was lovely. We had so much fun. Then the next night, me, my sister, my mom went out to dinner, also new to me. It's called Dove and Deer in Albany, and I just felt like it was, like, if you guys have been to Barcelona in Boston, I actually think they have one in Philly too, maybe New York. If you've been to, like, Barcelona Wine Bar, like, Tate in Boston or DC, it kind of was like Tate meets Barcelona meets, it was just, like, vibey and cute, and the food was so good. It was like roasted Brussels sprouts and butternut squash ravioli, my favorite, like a spicy kale Caesar, like the, oh, all that is so up my alley, and it was like so, so good. Like, Dove and Deer might be my new favorite restaurant back home. So anyway, that was lovely, and I just felt like we had the best chats, like literally with Hannah and Taylor. Lucy and I sat there dinner for 3.5 hours. Like, we just had so much to chat about and catch up on, and obviously we had so much to talk about with my mom too. And I just feel like I'm such a type of person where, and like my friends and family are too, where like we really have good conversation and quality time chatting, catching up, like sitting down out to dinner. And it just feels like at home you can do it too, but usually like scarf down your food really quick and move on with the night. And I just feel like being out to dinner gives you so much time to like really chat and talk about like what's on your mind and stuff. So that was really nice. And now I am back in Pennsylvania for 2 days and then going to Boston for the weekend. So I think that's also why today I've been like, yeah, chicken with my head cut off energy, because I know that I'm only here for 2 days and then I'm leaving again. So I'm like, ah, I gotta get my life together. And I was always gonna go for Saturday and Sunday this weekend and actually leave Monday morning. Plans are changing. I'll get to that. But I was always gonna go pretty much for Saturday and Sunday because Lucy, my twin sister, is moving to Boston. Woo! And she actually moves today. She is driving there today, but I've always wanted to go to like help her kind of settle in, everything like that. Also, it's right before Halloween, and so just seeing all our friends there, going out, will be so much fun. But yeah, this is making me think back to the psychic, you guys. Literally everything she said so far is happening. She was like, Lucy, you're gonna move to Boston and get a job there and get a boyfriend. And she accepted a job offer moving there. Like, everything's working out so well. Her roommate is our cousin Mandy's best friend from back home. So just like everything has been so seamless. We found them like the most beautiful, perfect apartment that I don't know how it's at the price point it's at. I was like, you guys gotta snatch this up quick. Like, it was such a hidden gem. And oh, she's working for Apellis, by the way, if you guys care. She accepted a job offer at Apellis. Should I be saying that? Am I allowed to say that? I guess she would tell you. But pretty much it's a biotech company is what I know the gist of. And she works in HR / like recruiting. So yeah, she's been remote so far and loving it. And I think she'll kind of be hybrid when she's in Boston, which will be perfect. So yeah, that's what her situation is there. I'm so excited to visit, and my travel plans are just a whole other issue now. Since, like I said, my original flight was coming back to Philly Monday morning. And yeah, actually, by the time you guys will be listening to this, it'll be like 2 days before. And I just had to buy a whole new one today for Sunday afternoon to get back to Philly in time Sunday, because we thought that Max's team Halloween party was Monday night. But see, now I just feel like I'm like gossiping with a friend and like catching up. Do you guys even care? But now it's actually on the Sunday night, so I had to get a new flight and come back, because of course my original flight was like non-refundable or changeable or any of that. So I'm like, cool, just have to book a whole new one. Awesome. It's like 2 days before and so expensive, but whatever. I honestly, you guys, I am just bringing you through my thoughts with me in this episode, okay? I'm gonna be so honest. Like I said, it's hard for me to focus and like, okay, I remember when I was outlining this episode right here and now, after I talked about like my flight situation, I was like, come on, Gretchen, focus, like finish outlining this episode. And then a thought popped into my brain and I was like, you know what, Gretchen, you keep thinking about this one mirror that you really want to help Lucy source and like find for her apartment. Like, you better just check right now what you thought about it. And I literally abandoned doing this outline and I like, you know, went on Facebook Marketplace and I'm like, come on, you got to find this mirror. You got to find this mirror. I found this mirror. I'm like sending Lucy a link. I'm like, you got to message this guy. This is perfect. This works out so well. This is meant to be. We got to get this mirror. And I'm like, Gretchen, why are you like this? Like, you are so impulsive. Like, please focus. Like, this could have waited 20 minutes when you were done with the outline. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'm just exposing myself here. I just remember that as I was outlining, I was like, I need to go find Lucy Amir. But I did. So I guess it was like worth it. But interrupting super quick to tell you guys about Upside. I really love using Upside since gas and groceries are getting so expensive these days. Actually, when I filled up my tank the other day, I was like, I honestly couldn't believe how expensive it was. And I don't even have that big of a car. Anyway, you can earn cash back with every purchase thanks to Upside on gas, groceries, dining out, etc. Their app is seriously so easy to use. I typically use it at Target, Whole Foods, all my go-tos, Wegmans, when I get gas, many more places. It's not one of those things that are too good to be true because I've used it, okay? I personally always use my cash back on Starbucks, shocker, like seriously, literally, you guys, only Starbucks, even though there are many options on there. So to get started, download the free Upside app, use my promo code HAPPYHOUR, and get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. Then you can claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. You check in at the business and you pay as usual with a credit or debit card and get paid. It's seriously that simple, and why Upside users are earning more than $1 million every week. Like $1 million every week. How insane. So download the free Upside app and use promo code HAPPYHOUR, all one word, lowercase, to get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That's $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more using promo code HAPPYHOUR. Now let's get back into the episode. Anyway, I'm about to have such a fun, long weekend, and it's going to feel long with the travels and the Halloween and the going out and the drinking and... Which reminds me, do you guys want like the real tea? I feel like my podcast is just like, you guys get the real tea that like I'm too scared to talk about on like Instagram or YouTube, or I just feel like I can explain myself better here and you guys like get me and understand me and like know who I am as a person. But then I just feel like if I say something wrong on Instagram or YouTube, I'll get hate. I don't know. And I guess here, maybe I'm just, there's not like comments on the pod. Hey, I guess there's like the reviews, which I can't even look at. But anyway, oh, by the way, this is a good time to mention that if you like love my podcast, because I get the sweetest DMs from you guys being like, please never stop, whatever. And I'm like, wait, really? Like, we like it that much? Because for me, it's just like fun. And it's just like a fun way to connect with you guys. But I'm like, oh, I didn't know we were like loving it that much. Please write me a nice review because it helps so much. And I'm going to be honest that I haven't looked at the reviews in a while because there was like a really bad dark hole moment where I was looking at all the negative ones and it made me like so, so sad. So anyway, if you like my podcast, please leave a positive review. And also, this is reminding me back to, I'm looking back at my outline, Kayla, who gave me the idea for this episode. If you have a really good episode idea, please feel free to DM it to, honestly, if you DM it to my Happy Hour Podcast Instagram, I have a way, higher chance, way more likely chance of seeing it, since my other main account, obviously, DMs are just like flooded and I can't even like read them all. So if you have a really good podcast topic idea, please DM the Happy Hour Podcast Instagram, and you never know, I may do your topic. Oh, but what I was saying about the real tea being really honest is I don't know why. I just swear it's been this way ever since I graduated college. I feel like it's no surprise that in college I really enjoyed being social. I liked having a lot of fun and I liked going out a lot and enjoyed my cocktails, you know? And again, like, it's obvious you can go out and have fun and party with your friends without drinking. Like, that's not even necessary, but like, it's just something I like to do. And I would say I drink a lot more in college than I do now. I feel like I really don't drink that much now. But all of that is to say, ever since I graduated, I just felt like Halloween was like my party night of the year. Like, the last 3 Halloweens ever since I graduated college, I am just like, woo, all out, like, want to stay out all night, drink so much. And like, I don't know why that is the way it is for me. I just felt like in college, I felt like I had to get all like the partying out of my system. And then by the time I graduated, I was like, wow, I'm tired, but I'm so happy I did that. Like, I felt like I just lived so much life and had so many fun experiences with my friends and, you know, but then it's like, I feel like Halloween each year is like an ode to my college self. And I just feel like my college self again. And I'm like, woo, shots, and like go kind of crazy and get really hungover. And like, I don't know why that is, but I'm just like, oh boy, Halloween's coming soon. Like, I'm due for my crazy bender again, I guess. So we'll see if that happens this year. I need to just like be in control a little bit, because the older you get, the worse the hangovers get. And I remember last year, the whole next day, like, I couldn't get out of bed. So I need to just remember that horrible hungover feeling and try to like chillax a little bit. So hopefully you guys like hold me accountable here. You guys are going to DM me the day after Halloween and be like, how are we feeling, sis? Like, did you go a little too hard last night? But anyway, okay, here we go. Into planning my life, finally. First and foremost, the monthly pad of paper. I know that you guys know what I'm talking about. Like, here, if you can hear, I'm holding it in front of me right now, as if you can see. It's like the big, I would say it's like a foot long by 9 inch. I don't know how big it is, but it's that big pad of paper that has like the whole month laid out. You have it on your desk. You know, the people that just like leave it on their desk. Yeah, that is like non-negotiable for me, and getting one of them changed my life. I know that's so dramatic, but it is just a must for me to be able to see my whole month. I'm looking at mine right now. It's like so cute and just like simple looking aesthetic, very minimal. And it says monthly list up at the top. And actually, I think when I was planning out October, I remember it was like October 1st and I took a little Instagram story. I had my setup of like my coffee and my candle. I was planning my month and I had jazz and it was like so lovely. And see, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's me performing at my best self, because I gave myself the time to plan and not be stressed by it. And I was like, Gretchen, just like, don't make this a big stressful thing when it's like too late and you need to have a plan and you didn't. Just like do it as like a fun, enjoyable activity. And I did, and it was great. Anyway, all this is to say, I like took a cute little picture, posted my story, and I got a million replies being like, where is your monthly pad of paper from? And I was like, really? I feel like they all look like this, like just simple. I feel like you could just Amazon, like, you know, monthly notepad list or whatever it's called. But I will say, the one that I use, in case you're interested, is from the brand Wild House Paper. I can like link it in the show notes for you guys. I think it's like a small little brand. I have never really heard of it before. And actually, I went through a whole one of these last year, and I don't even know like how I obtained it, how I got it. Maybe I got it in person somewhere. I don't know. I got it somewhere and I loved it, and I found like the brand of it and couldn't find it anywhere else except for their website. And so I just ordered more from their website, which is so funny. I feel like Amazon is taking over the world, and I rarely would do that. And I would just look up, you know, notepad on Amazon and just Amazon it. So yeah, it's kind of nice. I feel like they're like a smaller business. I actually should know more. I don't actually know that, so I shouldn't just say that. But I will say the name of the brand is Wild House Paper. I think that's how you say it. Wilde. And I love it. I think it's like the best monthly list pad. Again, it's like very like just minimal, and I think looks really nice and makes my brain less cluttered and mentally makes it way easier for me to plan. But again, You could probably just find any old one on Amazon. I am just someone that feels like stuck in my ways. So I was like, oh, I need the same one again. And you could definitely spend like a quarter of the price and just get one on Amazon or Target or whatever. Literally just ask anyone that I make plans with ever. I say to them, hang on. I need to visualize. Like, I literally whip out this big planner, or at the very least, I'm always pulling up the calendar app on my phone. I just need to look at the dates so I can be like, okay, like 16, 17, 18, like that's that weekend. And I think like, okay, that's the third weekend of the, like, I just have to visualize it. Or if someone's telling me plans like this weekend, this date, it just means nothing to me. Like, I honestly, my brain can't wrap my head around it. Like, I can't comprehend. So that's visually like really helped me. Now, Let's get into how I actually plan out my month, how I start writing things down. So my process is, number one, I start with concrete things like appointments. I know, you know, these appointments that I have this month, if it's my dentist, my dermatologist, my hair appointment, my nail appointment, whatever it is, if it's an appointment, like this date and time, I write it down. It will be happening. I will be there at that time. That is like a must and it's happening. And so I need to plan around it, right? Because I can't schedule anything else for that time. So that's really helpful, starting with appointments, concrete things, other things like holidays, birthdays, hockey games, travel dates, right? Things that I know are happening. It can help me go from there and like break up my month and plan from there. Number two, from there, I will look at all the things I want to do in the month. That sounds vague, but it's like maybe I'm brainstorming. For example, this past month of October, it was things like fall baking. I knew I wanted to do, I really wanted to bake my fall. I know this sounds silly. Like, I'm just thinking of examples here though. Obviously work as well, but like my brain, you guys know, is all over the place. And so I literally just brainstorm, brain dump, like write it all down. It will be like, organize this, bake this pumpkin coffee cake, travel here, buy this, film this video, plan this podcast, message this podcast. You know what I mean? Like, it's all in every different area of my life. Apple picking, shopping for my anniversary outfit, because I knew my 4-year anniversary was that month, planning my anniversary date, right? So from there, like, I'll write down all the things I want to do. If they have to happen at certain times, go from there. Also, along with that, obviously, like, number three, I guess, videos that I want to film that month. Like, for example, October, I knew I wanted an updated sit-down Q&A with Max. I knew that when I was in California, I wanted to do a travel vlog, etc. So then I'll start filling those in. And, like, when I want to be filming these videos, based on like when I want to do the things that I want to do. That makes sense. And I'll fill in where filming the content I want to film makes sense for what I'm going to be doing each day. And that can kind of go back and forth. Or it's like, I want to film this day, so I'll do these things this day as well, if that makes sense. And then step number five, finally, I can say, okay, what sponsors make sense for these type of videos, right? Like, for example, I know the next video I'm filming is my travel vlog when I'm going to be in Boston. And so then I'm like, okay, perfect. This sponsor makes so much sense because it's travel size products, right? Does that make sense? So I kind of like have to think of it in that way. I don't know. This is weird actually explaining all of this, because I don't think I've ever really explained how I plan my schedule like this, but I feel like you guys are always so curious, like, what do you do every day? So yeah, this is how I find out what I'm doing every day, looking at my schedule that I've planned for myself. Yeah, I guess more than anything, this is probably just a little interesting if you are curious, but probably not that helpful unless you are an entrepreneur making your own schedule or a content creator doing your own thing, then maybe this relates to you. But yeah, I guess it's kind of my process of being like, okay, I know I'm filming this Boston travel vlog because I'm gonna be there with my friends. Maybe it'll be like helping Lucy move in, blah, blah, blah. And then the sponsor for this video makes so much sense because it's travel size products, etc. I don't even know if you guys noticed that I do that, but I try to have them align, because that wouldn't really make sense to be talking about like travel things like suitcases or something if it wasn't like a travel vlog, if I'm just like, I'm at home. I guess I could be like, here are these cool new suitcases I got, but you see what I mean? Like, I try to align my sponsors with the content of the video that I'm doing, because that just like makes sense in my head and how I actually use the products in my real life, because I'm always showing products that I use in my normal life anyway. So from here, it becomes a very full system, especially when I start to add in, okay, where is Max going to be on these days? Is he going to be away? Is this an away hockey game? Is he on a road trip? Are we both going to be away, right? Because then it's like, okay, if we're both away this weekend, then we have a dog. So is my sister Lucy going to come? Is his sister Chase going to come to watch B? Or is he going to stay a night or two at daycare? So I feel like I really have to plan out and be a little proactive in that way. Also throw in things kind of like with the brainstorm, just maybe at the bottom in like a list thing, because it can kind of happen whenever. And then I'll pick up through those things when I start to do day to day. So I'll throw in things that I need to remember to do that month, but like it doesn't really matter when, if that makes sense. Like if I'm like, okay, I need a birthday present shop for my friend Taylor because her birthday's coming up. Her birthday is not coming up, but do you know what I mean? Or like my mom's birthday or my cousin, or, you know, I'll like put that down just on my calendar just to see it so that it's there so I don't forget, just to like get it out of my brain. If I'm like, okay, I need to get my car inspected, like random little things that pop up like that. If I need to make my next hair appointment, my next dental cleaning appointment, if I need to donate the bag of clothes in my closet, right? I just write it all down and get it on there so that I don't forget. Oh, don't even get me started with like the workouts. See, that's something that I've changed, because I feel like I used to plan that out for like the whole month, and I would be like, okay, these days I'm doing this workout and that, and I would try to hold myself to it. And now I just feel like I fit it in where I can, which is kind of nice and just works for me. That allows me to listen to my body and go from there. And if I'm really tired after, like, for example, I'm driving all day yesterday, I'm so tired, I need the extra sleep, maybe I'm just going to be doing some stretching and walking today instead of forcing myself to do this class that I had planned out weeks in advance, because that doesn't actually make sense for right now in this moment. And yeah, so that I've gotten very flexible with that, and I think it's been kind of good for my mental health. Maybe it's made me less disciplined in that area, but that's okay with me for right now in this chapter that I'm in. It is nice, I will say, though, when, like, for tomorrow, I know I have a full day before Max has a game at night. Like, I have all these things I need to do. It is really nice to schedule in a class. Like, I sign up for an Orange Theory class first thing to just start my day right, get it over with. I know my endorphins are going to be going. I'm going to be moving and grooving and awake and alert. And I'll come back and I'll shower and I'll get ready. And I can, like, get after it. And I'm not even worried about, is my workout coming later? Do I have time to work out? Because I already did it. So I am such a morning workout person. I love to get it over with, and I feel like it's such a good start to my day. And maybe I felt like I was floundering today because I slept in because I was so tired and didn't work out, but that's okay. It's all right. I have become so flexible and so go with the flow, which I just feel like, see, it's funny because I say I'm so like spontaneous, and I feel like at nature, like that's how I feel like fun and fulfilled and stuff. But I also feel like I'm a controlling person. I hate to say that, like I'm so like controlling about things, because I want, like, I have this idea in my head of how I want to be or what I want to do, because I know myself and I feel like I'm very decisive, and so I can be controlling in that way. But I've had to become so flexible and go with the flow because of what my boyfriend does for a living. And his plans and my plans will change all the time, so my calendar has to adapt too. Like, I'm always revisiting this calendar, and usually, like, stuff I write for the end of the month, like, okay, this day I'm gonna film this video because I'm gonna go here, maybe that swaps with like another day, or like maybe I came home a day later from Albany than I thought, so then things get pushed back, or maybe this brand no longer wants to work with me in this month, they want to work with me next month. So things change and adapt, and or things change, so I have to be able to adapt with that, right? Some examples I'm thinking of, you guys, if you remember, really, I just had to learn the hard way, because, like, for example, I think this was 2019 in like December. I was so excited to finally see Hamilton. I paid so much money for these Hamilton tickets for Max and I to go to New York, because I planned it all out, right? And his schedule, and he had a day off, and it was gonna be great. And I had my flights, we were long distance at this time, so I had my flights to Philly from Boston. And I always say that year I missed so many flights. Like, there were so many flights I didn't get on because plans would change and I would waste so much money on flights and forget tickets. And of course, like with hockey, Max was getting called up and sent down that year. And so he would get called up, he'd get sent down, his schedule would change, he would have a game that day, and he couldn't go. And I had to really adapt and be quick on my feet. And I remember I sold the tickets, changed my flight, right? Like, I just really had to go day by day. And now I've learned the hard way many times, from flights, from concert tickets, from play tickets, from musical tickets, from all these type of plans that I would make that are so like concrete. Can't do it. Like, you just have to be really adaptable. We will plan things like last minute because that's what works. you really have to go day by day. See, like making my flights to and from Boston was a little premature because then the Halloween party was like a day before than everyone thought it was going to be. So you just have to be really adaptable. And I feel like dating someone who plays hockey has made me be that way because there is so much movement in the hockey world. That's like the number one thing that I always say that people don't realize is him being between the NHL team and the American League team. His schedule will change a ton, where he is living and traveling, and all the things change so much. So yeah, I really have to go day by day as much as I like to know my week and my month. And yeah, back to planning the whole day and why that's too much for me, because I have this planner that I love. I think it's great. And if you can handle this, it's great for you. If you can do hour by hour, but that really started to be too much for me and make me go crazy because literally, like, I would sleep in an extra half an hour. I would get caught in traffic on the way home from somewhere from my workout class. And then I would be pushed back from when I started filming this video. And then it's an hour later than it was in my schedule. And then I don't have time for lunch. And like, it would make me go crazy because then I would be like, oh my gosh, there's not enough time in the rest of the day because now I'm behind and like, I can't do anything and I'm freaking out. And so yeah, just too much for me. And so what's better is if I go back to my month, look at my week, look at the concrete things I have every day, look at, okay, these are the things other things I can fill in and tackle this week. And this makes sense on this day because I have a more like wide open day, or this makes sense on this day because I'm already going to be grocery shopping and this is near the grocery store. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can kind of fill it in from there for the week. And then for day by day, I do like the prioritized to-do list for each day. Although I can't really do like the hour by hour, but if I just look at the to-do list for the day, that is like what I do. I mean, that is my process for every day, is a to-do list, even though it stresses me out like to no end. And I'm trying to be better at this. I still feel like I do this. I'm not good at this. I'll put like 20 things on it, right? And then I'll feel very unaccomplished at the end of the day because the odds that it'll get all 20 things done are very unlikely. They will not happen. And I actually feel like I heard once that over 7 things on a to-do list in one day, you are very unlikely to accomplish. I guess it depends how early you get up. And like, I mean, if the thing is like, put your socks away, whatever. If it's like really quick, easy things, you know, brush your teeth, okay, you can do it. But if it's like, you know, plan, record, edit, upload, promote, podcast, like that, like, you're not going to be doing a ton of those long things all day. You know what I mean? So I like that I heard this method once, that to-do list of like, you can have other things, but you should star at the top of your page, your notes in your notes app in your iPhone, if you will, the 3 things that you must get done. Like, oh, what is this method called? God, some of you probably know. I'm sorry, I can't remember. But if you focus on the 3 things you must get done that day, if you can like knock out 1 or 2 things first thing, you're going to feel so good. You're going to feel so motivated and like accomplished, and you'll be so motivated to do the 3rd thing. And I just feel like that actually makes it so over time throughout the week that you actually are accomplishing a lot, not just me looking at the 20 thing to-do list and being like, well, maybe I'll start tomorrow since this is so overwhelming, I can't even think about it. And then anything extra is a bonus. You feel even more accomplished. And then from there, it's kind of like, okay. And then after that, like, maybe one of the bonus things you can get done, now that can be like the first thing you must get done the next day, right? So I really like that. Like, here are 3 things you must get done. And I just feel like for someone like me that struggles with like a to-do list and feeling unaccomplished at the end of the day, that can really help you feel like accomplished. So yeah, I pretty much will just fill in my extra to-dos around the workload of the day already. If I'm filming, if I'm editing, if I'm uploading, if I'm recording, you know what I mean? And I think really what I struggle with the most is giving myself enough time for these tasks. It's just always been a struggle, and I just can't seem to get it right ever. Like I said, like podcasts, I'm like, oh, banging out in an hour. It's like, I don't know why I let myself lie to myself like that, because I know in reality that's not it. Or I literally will be like, okay, Max's hockey game is at 7, right? I want to leave here. Let's say I want to leave here at 6. I want to see warm-ups. Cool. And then it's 5 o'clock. I'm like, wow, I got to leave in an hour. Okay, So maybe in 30 minutes, I'll get in the shower. Like, no, like that's not going to work. And it's like, even an hour for me, like if I get in the shower at 5, like that's cutting it close. Like I'm gonna have to get out. I'm gonna have to blow dry my hair, maybe curl it, do my makeup, maybe eat something, take Brody out. Do you know what I mean? Like it's cutting it close. So it's like, I need to just build in some leeway and give myself some buffer. Cause whenever I do, it's a lot less stressful. It feels a lot better. Yet I don't know why I am that way. Maybe I'll get better as I get older. Always procrastinating, pushing things off. Yeah, I also, you could probably tell because I said it, I will admit, I have my to-dos in my notes app in my phone, which I feel like could be a lot better. Like my monthly list just planned out on my calendar pad feels so nice, like the pen to paper, I just feel like accomplished. And then looking at all these like stressful to-dos, like not really organized on my notes app, definitely is not helpful. You know what I should do is, because see that the daily though, I like to have on my phone because I'm always on my phone, always on my phone with me. Like the monthly, I can take the time today if I need to go check in with something, sit it on my desk, pull it out, look at it on the paper. But like the daily stuff, I want right there in my notes, like on my phone to check off. But now I'm thinking I really should move over my to-dos each day on my reminders app, which is weird. I don't, because I do use my reminders app, but not for like the daily to-do. I just throw it all randomly on a list, not in any order. No wonder I don't get anything done. Like I need to put it in the priority order. I remember that's actually what my life coach told me in high school. She's like, put things in order. And I was like, wow, like light bulb, right? Yet I do not do that a lot of times. I need to move over my to-do list to the reminders app, because then you can like toggle it off and that probably just feels so like nice. Like I just love being able to cross something off. That's something I miss like in my daily planner, just being able to cross things off. Sometimes if I still have a lot to do in one day, I'll whip out the daily planner and just like jot it all down so I can cross it off as I go, which is always, it just feels really nice and like you feel accomplished. But yeah, I should move my, this is my reminder myself to move my daily to-dos to the reminders app, because you're probably like, okay, then how do you use the reminders app? Not even for reminders for like dates or things. It has saved my life for traveling, for packing in specific, because I think that's really when my anxiety around travel started after COVID, was like feeling so much like I wasn't gonna, maybe it's because I turned into a homebody, like feeling like I was gonna go somewhere and not have something I need. And I'm just like, oh, if I'm back home, like I know I have my slippers and my shampoo and my brush and my cozy blanket. And like, I don't wanna go somewhere and not have that. I'm gonna feel uncomfortable. I'm gonna wish I brought it. I'm gonna feel like I forgot it. Then I'm gonna be stressed that I don't have it. And like, I don't know. It's like, it's really not that deep yet in my head. It's like such a big deal. So the reminders app has really helped me for packing, because I have this master packing list and I have it like literally like, so nice. I have it very, what's it called? Categorized, niche, specific, where I have, yeah, categories of like my toiletries, the, you know, categories of clothes I'm usually bringing. I'm like, do I have a sweatshirt? Do I have sweatpants? Do I have undies? Do I have bras? Do I have socks? Because you get somewhere and you're like, God, I forgot all my underwear. So it's like checking, double checking against my master list always helps me. Like I always forget things like makeup wipes, but now I don't, because I check this. I'll check, do I have deodorant? Do I have chapstick? Do I have my floss? Do I have toothpaste? You know what I mean? Yeah, so I was just saying the reminders app really helps me cut down on forgetting things, and I need to move my daily to-dos over there. I feel like this episode is getting so long, you guys. I had so much to chat about. I was like in my head thinking, this is gonna be a shorter episode. Whenever I think that, it's always over an hour. But I guess that's like all I really had for you guys. I just wanted to be very specific on how I plan out, I guess specifically my month, because I really went into depth with that. And that just corresponds to how I plan out my life, because I do that every single month when I'm really on top of it. I do it like at the end of the previous month, but I really like doing it on like the first of the month as well, and just looking at my whole month. Well, it really does start like during the previous month, because I'll look at like, okay, like I want to do this video next month, or I agreed to like this brand deal, right? But when I really sit down and like get into it, is like I like doing that like on the first of the month. And then again, it always changes because things will pop up, or friends will be like, you want to go out to dinner this night? Or especially if they're like, you want to go do this activity? I'm like, ooh, that'll be fun to vlog. Like I want to make a vlog about apple picking or shopping at KOP or travel, or right? So yeah, I hope you thought this was interesting. I hope it was like helpful in some way if I gave some good tips. I feel like I'm not that good at this. If you guys were interested. So I thought I would share. Thank you so much for listening. Love ya, and I'll catch you in my next episode. Bye.